بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد so we finished reciting Surah Az-Zumur today and as we did in our last surah I'm just going to highlight some of the more if you like of course the whole Quran is beautiful and profound some verses are more easier for us to benefit from immediately and there are more often quoted and in Surah Az-Zumur by the way is a middle Meccan surah and its primary theme is to talk about the blessings of Islam and the folly or the stupidity of idolatry. So it is a critique of the Quraysh and the paganism, and it is a means of expressing the blessings of the one who accepts Islam. And of the verses that we hear quite a lot in Surah Az-Zumar that is quoted quite a lot is verse number 22. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Give the example of the one whose heart Allah has opened to Islam. So شَرَحَ الصُّدُورِ in Arabic, we all know أَلَمْ نَشْرَحَ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. And شَرَحَ الصَّدْر literally means to open up the chest. But there is a metaphorical meaning here as well. And that is to find ease and comfort. So in the Arabic language, to say sharah al-sadr means you have found comfort. And that's why alam nashrah laka sadrak, haven't we given you the peace of the soul and the mind? This is what sharah al-sadr actually means. That sharah al-sudur in Arabic means he has found internal peace. So Allah says, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Give the example, compare the two, the Muslim and the idol worshipper, compare the two. Give the example of the one whose heart we have opened to Islam, i.e. he has found peace in Islam. And this ayah tells us, nothing will bring about spiritual peace other than Islam. Actual اطمئنان القلب, actually feeling satisfied with life, will only come through Islam. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. This is the one, he has been blessed with the light from his Lord. Remember a few days ago, I did an explanation of Allahu نُورُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And I said the primary meaning of نُور here is guidance. Here this ayah clearly also demonstrates this. Give the example of the one whose heart we have opened to Islam, so he is the one that has the نُور from his Lord. Allahu نُورُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Right? فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. The opposite of this is فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِّن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. So woe to the one whose heart has become hard, قَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ, from the remembrance of Allah, they are in manifest error. So we have two examples. The one whose heart is soft, the one whose heart has been opened to Islam, and the heart being opened to Islam is a motif of comfort, of peace. The opposite, the one whose heart is hard. And the hardness of the heart means he has no happiness, no comfort. His own heart is grieving him, i.e. he doesn't have spiritual happiness. He's never happy. No matter what he has, his heart is always hard. He's nasty, he's mean, he's stingy. Nothing is bringing him the softness, the sweetness that Islam will bring, because he doesn't have Islam. So Allah says, this is the one, woe to him. His heart is too hard, even from the remembrance of Allah. And then Allah praises the Quran. Allahu nazzala ahsana al-hadithi kitaban mutashabiha. Allah has revealed the best of all speech. So the Quran is أحسن الحديث. Why? Because it is the speech of Allah, Kalamullah. So it is the best of all speech. أحسن الحديث. كتاباً متشابها. It is a book that complements. متشابه over here means it complements itself. There's no contradiction. كتاباً متشابها. The book complements itself. Everything of the Quran adds for the same routine or the same motif, the same message. Mathaniya. Mathaniya, a number of meanings of them is people always recite it. So the Quran is always recited. And there is no document in human history that is recited more than the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at us now standing and reciting the Quran around the globe. Look at how many billions, millions of people are reciting the book. The Quran is a document that it is in its own category when it comes to recitation. So it is mathani, it is being recited. Then Allah describes the believer who listens to the Quran. تَقُشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. Those whose hearts have fear of their Lord, their hearts tremble when they hear the Quran. But not just tremble. ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ. And then their hearts find comfort. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ. And their heart and their skins and their hearts find comfort. إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Meaning, as you read the Quran, you go through a wave of emotions. When you read the Quran, sometimes you tremble from the fear of Allah. Then your heart finds peace and your heart finds comfort listening to the verses of Rahmah, listening to the verses of Jannah. Then when it comes to the verses of Adab, you are terrified. So Allah says, this is the essence of Iman. To go through this wave, sometimes you're scared, sometimes you're passionate, sometimes you're hopeful for the mercy of Allah. All of this is a sign of Iman. So to feel these emotions of love and fear and hope, and these are the three emotions that all believers must have. And I've given many khutbas and many talks about this. Love, fear, and hope, these three emotions, they're all combined in this verse over here as well. That when you're listening to the Quran, you have alternative emotions. Sometimes you're terrified, you're scared, and that's good, that's healthy. Then you find comfort and peace. Then your hearts as well find love in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this is a part of Iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this as a sign of Iman. Later on in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one of those famous verses that we quote when we talk about death. Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha. Allah is the one who holds on to the souls when they die. He is the one who causes the souls to come up. He holds on to the souls when they die. And He also holds on to the souls of those who sleep and don't die. And we talk about this quite a lot as well. As our Prophet ﷺ said, An-nawmu akhu al-maut. An-nawmu akhu al-maut. Sleep is the brother of death. Because the both of them, the same thing happens. And what is that? The ruh leaves the body. In death and in sleep, the ruh leaves the body. And of course, in sleep, it comes back. In death, it doesn't come back. That's the only difference. Otherwise, the both of them are the same in that. So in this verse, Allah says, I am the one who takes your soul when you die and who takes your soul when you go to sleep and don't die. Because in both of them, the soul leaves the body. And then Allah says, the one whom we've decreed to die, the soul doesn't come back. The one who has more time, فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى. The one who is destined to die, that soul never comes back. And that is why most of mankind dies in their sleep. Most of mankind dies in their sleep. And this is what Allah is saying. So when a person goes to sleep, if his death is decreed, I hold on to the soul. And if his death is not decreed, وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. He'll send the soul back until its time comes. So this is also one of those verses that we always quote. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions verse number 53 in Surah Az-Zumur. And this verse is called by many of the tabi'un and early salaf. This verse is called the most optimistic verse in the whole Quran. Arja ayatin fi kitabillah. Or I should say the most hopeful verse in the whole Quran. So verse 53 of Surah Az-Zumur is one of the most hopeful and optimistic verses. And it translates as follows. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا. Say and announce to my servants who have wronged themselves. You've committed major sins. You have done israf against your own body. عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah is speaking to them. لَا تَقُنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not give up hope. Do not despair. Do not feel pessimistic about the rahmah of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is the Ghafoor, He is the Rahim. And we have to keep this verse in mind, especially tonight and the rest of the 9-10 nights of the odd nights of Ramadan, or the nights that were coming up in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. This ayah should be foremount in our heads, that all of our sins can be forgiven. But how and when? The next ayah says, وَأَنِيبُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. Turn to your Lord and submit to Him. You want your sins forgiven? Allah has promised, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Some people have said that this verse came down because some of the Quraysh, they wanted to embrace Islam. But some of the people wanted to embrace Islam, but they said, we have done major crimes. We have committed murder. Some of them said, we have killed our own daughters as they would do in Jahiliyyah. How can Allah ever forgive us? So Allah revealed this verse, that no matter what you have done, Allah will forgive your sins. Another early scholar, he said this verse came down for Wahshi. You know who Wahshi was? What crime did Wahshi do? Wallahi, the crime that our own hearts are trembling to mention it. He was the one who assassinated the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, the most beloved uncle, Hamza. And it is said, this is not a hadith, it is mentioned in the books of Tafsir and Sirah, this verse came down for Wahshi, that Wahshi was saying, how can Allah ever forgive me? And Allah says, don't worry, even that crime, if you turn to Allah and ask His forgiveness, Allah will forgive it if you turn to Him and submit yourself to Him. And then the surah ends talking about the Day of Judgment. And of course, these are very oft recited verses. Many of the Imams and the Qadis, they recite these verses in the regular salawat as well. That talks about the Day of Judgment, and the Prophets will come, and the Shuhada, the angels will come, the books will come, all of them will be brought out. And on that day, وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا عَمِلَتْ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ. Everybody will get back what they have done. And then there are the two camps, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا and وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا, and the first one, إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. And from this word زُمَرًا, we get Surah Az-Zumar. Zumara means in batches, in groups. Zumar is batches and groups. And the ending of the surah talks about the two batches and groups. The first of them, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. The people who have committed kufr will be brought in batches and groups to Jahannam. And حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. When they come to it, the doors will be flung open for them. In another qira'ah, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, which only has the stronger connotation that the doors will be flung open. And the guardians of Jahannam, because Jahannam has angels in it. Jahannam has angels that are not going to be harmed by the fire. They are protecting the Jahannam from outside and punishing those inside. The people that are, or the angels that are guarding the gates of Jahannam, they will ask, didn't prophets come to you? Didn't messengers come and warn you about this day? And multiple times in the Quran, the angels express their amazement. How could you have ended up here? Didn't you hear about Islam? Didn't you hear about your Lord? Didn't the prophets come? Didn't the Quran be recited to you? Multiple times. The angels cannot comprehend how arrogant man can be. Why didn't you worship Allah? You wouldn't be here. Why didn't you obey His commands? You wouldn't be here. So every time a batch comes, the angels in their own inquisitiveness, because the angels are inquisitive, we know this when Allah created Adam, they ask questions. Now they're wondering, how did you end up here? أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ. Didn't messengers come to you? يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ. They were reciting the verses of your Lord to you. And they said, قَالُوا بَلَى. Yes, they did come, but we didn't listen, we didn't obey. And this is why the punishment is upon us. قِيلَ ادْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. It will be said to them, enter the doors of Jahannam, living there forever. And what an evil abode for the arrogant. Then the second group, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. Those who are righteous will be taken in batches to Jannah. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. When they come to it, and the doors are open. Now this is something every hafidh knows. The first of them has no wow, the second of them has a wow. Right? When the doors of Jahannam, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. And then when it comes to Jannah, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. And this has led to a lot of discussion in the classical books of tafsir. Why the wow? What does that one extra wow mean? And there are quite literally 7-8 opinions. I can't go over all of them. But one of the opinions, which is one of the standard opinions, is that the second wow is wa'u al-haliyya, for those who know their Arabic grammar from high school back in those days when they studied Arabic grammar. Wa'u al-haliyya means that, in essence, it means the people of Jahannam will be brought to Jahannam and the doors are shut. And so the doors will be shut in their face to add to the humiliation, to add to the suspense and the torture. And then it will be flung open and they will see the torture and then they will be told to go in. But the people of Jannah, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. The people of Jannah will come, وَالْوَاوْ حَالِيَّ بِمَعْنَى أَنَّ أَبْوَابَ الْجَنَّةِ مَفْتُوحَةٌ لَهُمْ. The doors of Jannah will already be open for them. They don't have to wait. There's no suspense. They see it in the distance. The doors are open. So they're rushing forward and the doors have already been welcomed open for them. And that is the height of karam, the height of generosity, that Allah will not cause the people of Jannah to wait. The doors are already open for them and they will be told to go in. And when they come in, the angels will greet them, Salamun alaykum طِبْتُمْ فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. Peace be unto you. طِبْتُمْ, you have achieved success and happiness. You have achieved comfort and purity. This is the life now. طِبْتُمْ فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. And come into it to live forever. And they will then say, وَقَالُوا أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. This is the ending of Surah Az-Zumar. They will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi alladhi sadaqana wa'dahu. We thank Allah, His promise has proven true. What promise? Jannah. The promise of Jannah. His promise has proven true, and He has given us this Jannah that we can move wherever we can. نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ. We can go in Jannah wherever we want. فَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. What a great reward for those who do good. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَ. And you will see the angels. The angels, you will see them in Jannah. And you will see the highest category of angels. And those are حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ. They will be flocking around the throne. Hafeen, they will be congregated around the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. They will be constantly praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. And all will be decreed between them. وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And it will be said, the angels will say, the people of Jannah will say, all praise be to Allah, the Rabb of the worlds and the alameen. So this is in summary some of the ayat of Surah Az-Zumar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being of the Zumar that go to Jahannam. May Allah make us of those zumur that go to Jannah and see the angels around the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a brief reminder, brothers and sisters, today is the first of the odd nights. Today is the first of the odd nights, the 21st of Ramadan. And inshallah, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would exert himself in these nights like he would not exert for the rest of the year. And it's only a few literally nights left. Next Wednesday is our khatam, and that is the 29th night. So today is already Tuesday. Next Wednesday will be the khatam that we're going to have in the masjid, and that will be the 29th night. Ayyam and ma'dudat, just a few days. So whatever you can do, if you're able to come to our qiyam, we start at 2:15 and we have suhoor as well over here. If you're not able to come, no problem. Don't feel that you have to come in 3 hours to 2 hours to the masjid, but do something at home. Do something at home. Whatever you can do, whatever sleep you can sacrifice tonight, and especially the odd nights, pray in your house, make dua in the middle of the night, read Quran, do something extra for tonight and especially the rest of the odd nights of this month. Perchance, insha'Allah ta'ala, we will be of those who are standing on Laylatul Qadr. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.